News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Let's talk about the El Nino effect, the super El Nino. It's something that happens, I believe, in the Pacific Ocean, but we feel the impact of it here. Alan O'Reilly of Carla Weather is with us to explain why this is going to be such a significant thing for our weather. And I suppose, Alan, the impact it'll have even on little old Ireland.
Good morning, Jonathan. Yes, it looks like it could be a record-breaking El Nino. The first thing to say is that the impact on Ireland is slow, so it's not something we see very quickly. Generally, impacts are felt, obviously, in the Pacific first. Often Australia would be one of the ones that Ireland would be aware of, where, you know, they can see drought conditions, which can lead to forest fires, bushfires, and obviously then they can get very hot summers. And in Ireland, generally, it can have an impact more in the winter, the autumn and the winter time. And it can actually increase our wind and increase our temperatures in the early part of winter. And they can also then possibly, you know, sometimes have a knock-on impact in terms of the later part of the winter being colder. But it is something that across the earth is going to have a big impact. And given what we're already seeing with climate change, especially into parts of Europe, like southern Europe, where there's already red warnings, for example, in Portugal today, it is worrying to see what impacts could come further.
We are watching as well for a little bit more heat next week. Not quite to the level it was at last week, but will we call it good Irish summer?
Yeah, it looks more like that, John. It looks like probably mid-20s, 25, 26 degrees. The high pressure is trying to come up. It's going to be a massive divide northwest to southeast this weekend. So sunny southeast, Carlow, Wexford, Kilkenny, places to be, whereas Donegal is going to be dull and damp, unfortunately. But it does look like that high pressure will move further up next week into probably Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we could see temperatures rising to 25, 26, maybe even 27 degrees, a little bit further. The weather models are not really in full agreement on the extent of the heat. For example, some of the weather models are showing back up to 44 and 45 degrees for parts of France again.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's uncomfortable if you're heading that direction. Alan O'Reilly of Carla Weather. No doubt your Instagram channel is keeping us updated across the course of the weekend. Thank you very much for that. And
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.